Track 67.
In your opinion, what is the effect of private tutoring on education?
I think we have an education system where those who have lots of money do better than those who haven't, because many students can't afford private tutors. The tutors teach things at a higher level than the school curriculum, so many students see regular school as a waste of time. That's not really fair. So the government should change the law to limit the cost of private tutoring so that it's more equal for everybody.
Is private tutoring more important today than it was in the past?
Well, I think that private tutoring is certainly more important now than in the past. I mean, in the past, we only had tutors for English lessons, as it was hard to find people who spoke English well enough to teach conversation in schools. But now we have tutors for everything, even tutors who teach three-year-olds how to pass interviews. Perhaps things have gone a bit too far now.
What more can governments do to reduce the need for private tutoring?
I think that governments must make changes to the curriculum so that schools cover all the subjects that are usually taught by private tutors, like English conversation, art, music, and other things. If we can get these subjects taught more in schools, then students might not need to go to private tutors to learn them.
How can we encourage more parents to teach their children at home?
I know that parents are very busy, but they at least have free time at the weekend. This doesn't mean that they should spend their weekends making their children memorize lists of vocabulary, but perhaps if parents make time to do things like drawing pictures, reading, or listening to music, then children will not need to go to private tutors for those sorts of things.